Strathroy Today presents Pete Sports Hooray for Coaches.
Maddie Simons, dance instructor at Needham's School of Dance. Okay, Maddie, so how long have you been doing dance instruction at Needham's in Strathroy?
So I've been teaching since I was 15, so this is my fourth season, and I've been assisting classes since I was 11.
So am I okay to assume that you were a dancer and then transitioned into a teacher?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and what made you want to do that?
So just like being able to help kids and know that I'm making like a positive impact in their life. So being able to help them, maybe if they're struggling with something, being able to help them overcome it and seeing how they can be successful.
Do you teach different genres of dance, or do you focus on one, or how does it work?
So I teach a multiple, like a variance of different genres. I do jazz, tap, ballet, and lyrical.
What's your favorite one to teach and why?
My favorite one to teach is probably tap, because it's also my favorite one to dance, and it's kind of just one that you can kind of get lost in and just kind of move around.
So what are the ages that you teach?
I've taught all the way from 4 to 15.
Okay, and what do you think, in your opinion, Maddie, did you get out of this experience of coaching?
I think just, like I said, like making a positive impact in the kids' life and being able to know that they might not be having a great day, but when they come to the studio, I can help turn their day around.
In your area of teaching dance to youth, what are some of the challenges that you face?
One of the biggest challenges I have faced is being only a few years older than some of the kids I've taught. I've had to kind of learn how to break that boundary between friendship and teacher, but still have the balance between the two.
Now, obviously, you're teaching kids, so moms and dads are a part of that and all that. And you being, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay, and you being just into your young adult life, do you find it difficult if you have to talk with moms and dads or whatnot, or how do you approach that?
I don't find it too bad. I like to, as much as making a relationship with the kids, I like to make a relationship to the parents as well, so that way, if I do have to go talk to them about something, it's easy to kind of connect.
People and in general, coaching or teaching, and I've asked these of the adult coaches, you're just being 18. This is a little different to angle, but I like it. As far as youth of today wanting to get involved, my daughter's thinking about, you know, doing some soccer coaching. So advice to the youth of today, the young adults who are interested in getting involved in teaching and coaching in a certain area, what would be your advice to them?
I think my advice is just to do it, and because it's a good experience, because sometimes you have, like, everybody's got bad days and life goes by so quick, and being able to see and like interact with the little guys, and sometimes the little guys will say stuff and you might think the world's bad, but they can brighten your day and show that there is still some good in the world today.
Great answer. Now, how long have you been teaching again?
I've been teaching on my own. This is my fourth season.
Okay, so from a coaching perspective, do you have any accomplishments that you're proud of?
Overcoming my first year probably was a big one. I was still a student for the past 3 years, and being able to be a dancer as well as a teacher, it was hard at first, but I overcame it.
Appreciate your time, and thank you for your all the hours that you put in teaching the youth of today how to do some different dance moves. So appreciate your time, Maddie. Thank you. Maddie Simons, she is a dance instructor, Needham's School of Dance in Strathroy.